You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse today to highlight the issues that Head Start programs across Wisconsin are having after the federal government froze spending. In his visit to La Crosse, Evers touted his proposed budget, which includes more than $500 million to support childcare in Wisconsin. He also criticized the Trump administration for cutting off funding to Head Start programs. Last month, Wisconsin joined a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's freeze on federal aid. The La Crosse mayoral primary is coming up on Tuesday with four candidates running for mayor: Chris Kahlo, Vicky Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey. Ellie McLoon, who works in real estate in the La Crosse area, says she'll bring a fresh perspective to the mayor's office.
I know based on the other people running for the mayor position, they've all been involved in either government or non-for-profit. So I think coming in with a new look on the operational aspect of the city of La Crosse and not being a politician will be something new for the city, and hopefully will benefit everyone as a whole to take an approach of, do we need this or do we want this?
We'll preview each mayoral candidate as well as the school board primary this week. The spring primary is on Tuesday, February 18th. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Several committees meet before the La Crosse City Council regular meeting tomorrow. Today, the City Housing Authority will review one of its projects and insurance policies, while the City Administrator Work Group will discuss public input into the proposed new position. Tomorrow, the Citizens with Disabilities Committee will hear updates on the city website as well as accessibility to La Crosse's municipal transit. The City Council will have a special meeting tomorrow before its regular meeting. It'll be a busy Thursday for the City of La Crosse. Special committee and City Council meetings are being held to consider a resolution for annexing land for the Village of French Islands Incorporation. Another resolution will be considered for funding for the Town of Campbell's Incorporation. The City will also consider a resolution to approve a $115,000 settlement with DeMond Harris. Finally, the Council will consider an ordinance banning the outdoor release of balloons. There's a new representative on the La Crosse County Board. Christy Tweed was appointed to the 24th District seat that was held by Kevin Hoyer, who moved out of the district. The 24th District covers the eastern part of Holman, the town of Onalaska, and part of the town of Hamilton. Tweed had previously run for the seat in the last two elections. She'll serve out the remaining part of the current term until the seat is up for election again next fall. The county board also reviewed funding sources at last night's planning meeting. A teenager is dead after a fatal crash in Buffalo County on Monday. The sheriff's office said that the crash happened on Highway 35 in the town of Milton, near the intersection with Highway 88. A 16-year-old driver lost control of their vehicle, crossed the center line, and hit an SUV head-on. The teenager was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office said it will not be releasing the names of the drivers. The newest Wisconsin millionaire bought a winning Powerball ticket at Festival Foods in La Crosse on Monday. The Wisconsin Lottery said that someone is a $1 million winner after the winning ticket was sold at the Village Shopping Center store. That same store has had winning tickets in the last few years of $200,000 and just over $30,000. The Festival Foods location will receive $20,000 for selling the ticket. The winner has 180 days from Monday to claim their prize. The Coulee region will see snowfall today with higher totals to the south and east. We're under a winter weather advisory today with around 2 to 3 inches of snow expected for La Crosse. Temperatures fall tonight below zero with wind chills in the negative teens. It stays cold through Friday when we're set to get another round of accumulating snow before another cold snap, with highs in the single digits through the weekend. The snowfall totals on Friday could bring another 2 to 4 inches to the Coulee region. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. We're 1 week out from the spring primary in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Statewide, there's a primary for state superintendent of public instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. There are local primaries in municipalities across the state for school boards and local board positions. If you need an approved ID to show at the polls, you can obtain one at the DMV. There is no separate voter ID. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see what forms of ID are accepted at the polls.
To see what's on your ballot or to check on your registration status, go to myvote.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the game was a big fat dud, Super Bowl 59 drew 126 million viewers in the U.S., making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. This year's game drew 2% more viewers than last year's, which was the most watched game at the time. Super Bowl 59 also saw an all-time high when it came to streaming viewers, with 14 million thanks mostly to people using Tubi. Here's a recommendation if you're looking for a good suspense film. The film September 5 is about how ABC Sports was thrust into a situation where they were forced to cover the 1972 Munich Olympic Village hostage situation involving Israeli athletes. The movie has a very realistic look, making you feel like you're in the 70s, and great performances from a really solid cast. September 5 is only an hour and a half long and flies by thanks to great newsroom drama. It is available to stream on Fandango. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a snowy day today. We could end up with around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down later this evening into the overnight hours tonight. Our high today, right around 14. Tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.